Music, painting, and yoga, how I recovered from a 5,000 feet fall, date modified colon 2025-04-18T0638:29.181Z, description colon Johnny Fox is displaying his paintings at an exhibition called Backstory in Seaford, East Sussex. Comma dot, how painting helped me heal after 5,000 feet fall, one day ago, save, Vanessa Pierce BBC News. Southeast, save, Johnny Fox. Johnny Fox said landscape painting had given him an extra sense of purpose following his accident, a paragliding instructor who fell 1,500 m, 5,000 feet, has opened an exhibition of his paintings that he describes as a love letter to being alive. Johnny Fox from Brighton had been competing in the British Paragliding Championships in September 2023 when he had his accident. The display at the Crypt Gallery in Seaford is entitled Backstory and showcases the 50-year-old's determination to stand for long enough to create landscape oil paintings, which he says aided his recovery. After my accident, my world shrank immeasurably, he said. My thoughts were not more than 5 minutes into the future, and painting has just opened up everything again to me. Johnny was paragliding in northern Spain when he ran into trouble, falling to the foothills of the Pyrenees Mountains. He lay on the forest floor unable to move. I don't know if it was the amount of adrenaline that had just been pumped into my body, but I knew that life, nature, the mountain, and the forest had me, and that my friends and other pilots were going to be looking for me, he added. Johnny Fox, the paragliding instructor, was airlifted to hospital by a Spanish mountain rescue team. The RAF civil servant recalls having a really good start in the race, gaining height alongside two vultures. I was enjoying flying with the birds, then all of a sudden I experienced the most violent air I've ever been in, he said. The paraglider just folded up like a bag of washing, sending him into an accelerating spiral dive. He deployed his reserve parachute before experiencing another area of turbulent wind. That was the first moment I was a bit scared, he said. Crashing through trees, which only broke his fall for a microsecond, he fell the final 15 m. 49 feet, to the ground, fracturing his lower spine. A fragment of bone was also pushed into his spinal canal, Johnny Fox. Mr. Fox said he was able to communicate with other pilots from where he landed but didn't know if his exact location was known. Within a few hours he was airlifted out of the forest by Spain's Guardia Civil Mountain Rescue Team, which was documented on Spanish television. During his time in hospital in Spain, he said music helped him deal with the trauma of the accident, as well as the operation to attach rods and screws onto his spine. I listened to the same two albums every morning in hospital, he said, including Elbow's Live at Jodrell Bank. Every time Elbow played One Day Like This, the tears would just start, and I would cry throughout the entire song. It was better than any of the painkiller drugs they were giving me, he added. RTVE. The rescue by Spain's Guardia Civil Mountain Rescue Team was documented on Spanish television network RTVE, on his return to the UK, and with a long wait for NHS physiotherapy, friends, colleagues, and the close-knit paragliding community got in touch to give advice, he explained. Good physiotherapists, as well as craniosacral therapy and everything from yoga, acupuncture, and hydrotherapy, were all transformative, he added. The charity for civil servants also helped fund a series of counseling sessions which helped with post-traumatic episodes, he said. The RAF has also been incredibly supportive in giving me the time off for my rehab as well as supporting my return to work, he added. But it was his love of landscape painting that had given him an extra sense of purpose. He had been introduced to the practice by professional Brighton artist Tony Parsons, who Johnny said was an amazing support and mentor. 18 months after his accident, he said he can now stand for up to an hour in order to capture landscapes. I love the excuse of being able to stare at a view without someone thinking you're just crazy, he added. Johnny Fox. Johnny Fox says friend and professional artist Tony Parsons encouraged him to start painting again after his accident. Despite his injuries, there had been so many silver linings to his accident, said Johnny, although I wouldn't want to put my friends and family through it again. Of course. I heard a saying that we've all got two lives, and our second life starts when we realize we've actually only got one, he said. It has been a gift in so many ways and made me realize how precious life is. My backstory can be seen at the Crypt Gallery, Seaford, until Sunday 20 April, James Wakeling, Johnny Fox's first solo art exhibition has opened at the Crypt Gallery in Seaford. Follow BBC Sussex on Facebook, on X, and on Instagram. Send your story ideas to southeasttoday@bbc.co.uk or WhatsApp us on 0808100225 0, related internet Lynn.